All right. Hey, everyone. This is Lady Jig of Love Exchange. So the topic for this segment is being sex positive, featuring my good friend Maria. She's from the Bay Area. Yay. And I've mentioned this before in a previous segment that I'm all about sex positivity, and it's important to be sexually healthy as well. So to talk about this further is my friend Maria, and I want to remind everyone out there that anyone who is a guest in my segments, they all use a pseudonym. They are not the real name, you know, just so that way you don't start hunting her down online, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, there's millions of Marias, so too bad for you out there. So yeah, how are you? And also, if you want to introduce yourself.
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Yay! We just had these crazy tacos. So if we start talking about tacos, it's because
we are on a taco high.
Yeah.
Because those tacos were fucking amazing.
Yes. We don't cuss here. No, I'm just kidding. We do. I'm just playing.
Dang, I can't participate.
Anyway, so yeah, if you want to introduce yourself, age if you want to.
Okay.
I like saying the age because that way they can be like, oh, okay.
Context. That's
our, yeah, context.
Of generation. I'm 35 from the Bay Area. Cisgender woman. Bisexual, I suppose, though I don't often identify myself. Necessarily like that, and I recognize that when people say bisexual, that implies that there are only two genders. I don't think there are two genders. I think gender is fluid. So that's part of the reason why I don't necessarily say bisexual, because I don't want to imply that I only think there's two genders. But I also don't necessarily feel comfortable in using like queer. I don't think I'm gay enough for that. I predominantly date men, but I am attracted to women and have sex with women. So,
like straight women. Like...
If I find them attractive and they're down, hey. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. However, they might want to identify.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then also, can you define cis? Because, you know, not everyone may understand that. Or they might know what, you know, there's different, a lot of definitions are out there.
Mm-hmm.
So for you.
For how I understand it and how I use it. So cisgender, so C-I-S, gender, is when your physical body matches with your gender identity. So physically, biologically, I have like female reproducing parts. And I identify as a woman. And there's, like, more complicated things about, like, you know, biology and all that stuff. I mean, I understand it, but I feel like if I'm going to explain it to someone, it's not going to come off so smooth. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. Cool. If you hear laughing in the background, that's our other friend.
I don't know, does she need a pseudonym also as a audience member?
Not necessarily. No, I'm just bringing it up there if you hear another person and it's not us, then yeah. But, okay, cool. Thank you for sharing that. And I think it's important to kind of, especially in this kind of topic, to identify ourselves. And I've mentioned this before. For me, Lady Jig, I'm a straight woman that is into straight men. Mm-hmm. So just, you know, I'm straight, basically. Although I do find women attractive, and I will look at their boobs and appreciate their boobs.
But if you want to fuck them, that's different.
Yeah. So I think I would be like, I would, but not be in a relationship. So what would that make me? You know what I mean? Like,
well, I mean, I don't necessarily date women. I don't think I'd want to be in a relationship with a woman. And I think that's my own personal, maybe like internalized sexism. And I also have my own thing about like, I mean, I recognize in any type of relationship, it doesn't have to be like, oh, who's a man, who's a woman. I, you know, that's false. That's not how relationships work.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, like, I have a very, like, masculine energy, and if I'm in a relationship, I don't want to have to feel like I'm the more masculine one. So I don't think that's why I could really, like, if I dated a woman, then she would have to be, like, more, like, not, maybe not butch. I don't know. See, like, these, the terms, a lot, I'm not so well versed in. So, like, stud, I think stud is the correct term.
Right.
Like, she would have to be more stud. But, I don't know, I recognize also that I have hetero privilege because I pass as straight, and I mostly date men. So, I don't know. I mean, it's just, like, my own personal thing that I'm kind of working through and, like, understanding.
Okay. What's the difference with stud and butch? Like, people might see it as the same thing.
Someone had explained it to me before. I think a girl that I was dating, this is a long time ago, when I was, like, I don't know, 24 or something, and she explained to me the difference. But I don't really know how to repeat it, and plus that was also a long time ago.
Yeah.
Like, you know, language changes. So maybe how she understood it then and conveyed that to me, maybe that's not how it's used now.
So stud doesn't mean, like, a, you know, a gay woman that's really masculine
that?
Or
that's how I understand
what's butch
it.
Then. Isn't that, like...
I think there's subtle nuances.
But it's not too much...
I mean, I can't say.
I'm just we're just talking it out, basically, at
maybe
this point.
Maybe you can just, like, edit this part
out. I think it's good, and I think it's okay to go out, you know, just say it out loud, the questions.
Yeah.
Because sometimes people keep it in them and just assume and make judgments on people.
Yeah.
So, and that's something I always make clear here, that I'm not an expert on everything, that I'm coming off, like, on my... On my experience. Yo, we could Google it, says our audience member.
Yeah, you could just also Google it.
And I also want to know the differences of the dyke. And what is the other one?
Stud and butch.
My understanding, though, is that...
There's another one for female.
Huh?
That's, like, masculine, but not dyke.
I don't know. But I also understand dyke as something that is more for... people who would be considered that to use as an empowering term, and if it's coming from somebody else, then it's derogatory.
Oh, butch?
Dyke.
Or dyke.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I can see that. I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
And also because it's considered derogatory, like, maybe I shouldn't even be saying it.
I also heard the word stem, which is a combination of stud and feminine. Like a gay woman that's really more,
Oh, I got the answer.
Okay,
cool.
Okay. I'll just go more. Stud is a term used for black masculine lesbians and masculine lesbians of color.
Okay.
Means masculine women and can... and now describes a whole range of gender expressions, typically masculine of center.
Okay. So then you need, like, featured guests who can talk about this because this is their life.
They're
Googling shit, you know?
And I'm glad you brought that up, Maria. Because
I gotta get used to this name.
That's a good thing you brought that up, because we are coming off, like, of our own experience. Like, we're not queer, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So and that's a good practice for everyone. Do you know what I mean? Like, not go up to a gay person and be like, what's your, you know, like, I mean, but really kind of understand that whatever you hear on TV or read is not gonna be explicitly, like, just for that person, just because you read about it. Do you know what I mean? Everyone has a particular experience, upbringing, even background. So we kind of detailed a little bit into into this, but this in itself will be in its own topic. So let's take a pause here for a moment. Yo, this is Lady Jig of Love Exchange. If you just love that last segment, that is part one of Sex Positivity with my good friend Maria. I will release two more parts, or actually the second part is pretty long, so I might split that into several parts, but I hope you enjoyed that. We were just exploring sex and gender identities. But anyway, so that was that conversation, and I hope you enjoyed it. Peace. Okay.